From Grassroots Radio WNCW, it's this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Joining me is reporter from the McDowell News, Mike Conley. Good morning, Mike.
It's always a pleasure to be on your program.
First of all, I'd like to ask you about this proposed redesign of a major corridor in Marion. I understand there was a meeting recently held about this.
In November, there was a meeting of the Marion City Council, and it was basically a follow-up to a study that was done in June. The North Carolina Department of Transportation and the City of Marion sought the public's input about the future of a major corridor that we have here called, it's officially named North Main Street, but longtime residents of Marion and McDowell County refer to it as the Five Lane. That's because when it was built sometime in the late 60s, early 70s, it was the only five-lane thoroughfare in Marion or McDowell County. Along this corridor are numerous businesses, shopping centers, restaurants, the major economic corridor for Marion for many years. However, it's 50 years old, could use a little fixing up. In June, officials with the city and the North Carolina Department of Transportation held three public input sessions. The Isothermal Rural Planning Organization and the state DOT, in cooperation with the city, to develop a corridor study about how the five lane could be enhanced to make it safer, to make it more attractive, and also to support the extension of the Fonta Flora State Trail from downtown Marion all the way to the Joseph McDowell Historical Catawba Greenway.
Mike, what were some components of this idea?
Building sidewalk up and down this corridor to have a median improvement where there would be trees or some kind of landscaping in the middle of this five-lane corridor. However, at the meeting in November, there was a lot of people there. The biggest crowd I've ever seen at a city council meeting, and that's saying something since I've been covering the Marion City Council for more than 20 years. There was a lot of emotion. There was a lot of upset people who did not like the idea, especially of putting a median with trees in the middle of the five lane. There were business owners along that corridor who were upset about how this could affect their business, that putting a median down the middle of this corridor would hurt their business. It would make it more difficult for people to their shop or their restaurant or their office. Other people were more supportive. There were people who thought that it would be great to have a median down the middle of the five lane to make it look more attractive. Pretty much everyone agreed that it would be nice to have sidewalk along that corridor to make it more pedestrian friendly. There was a discussion about how Marion could become more attractive to new residents, especially people from Asheville and Buncombe County, and make it more attractive to millennials. City Council was quick to tell these business owners who were very upset about the idea of their business being impacted that they would not do anything to hurt their business. Steve Bush, the executive director of the McDowell Chamber of Commerce, said, "It's an idea. It's a conceptual design." In other words, this is not going to happen tomorrow. It's probably not going to happen next year. To become a reality, it would require funding from the North Carolina Department of Transportation, which could take a long time.
We talk about new things, maybe new businesses and so forth along that corridor if it was to come to be. What about in a new apartment complex that's under construction? Is it in that general area by chance?
It sure is. Under construction, there is a new apartment complex which will be located at the corner of the Five Lane and McDowell High School Road. It will be a 60-unit multifamily apartment complex. Back in March, the Marion City Council approved the annexation of this parcel of land for this apartment complex. Joey Russell, he is with Southern Properties and Development Marion LLC, talked about his plans for that property. He said his company would build a 60-unit multifamily apartment complex. It would be located at that corridor as we speak. Crews are working to clear and grade the site. This new apartment complex will be called Phillips Ridge. It will provide affordable housing similar to another apartment complex that we have here in Marion. It will come with a community building, a gazebo, a playground, and units for residents with disabilities. The tentative date for completion of this apartment complex is September 2020.
You're listening to the voice of Mike Conley, a reporter with the McDowell News. He's guest this week on WNCW's More to the Story, possible development and new things. It seems like one of these type stores are popping up or being proposed all the time somewhere. Is a new Dollar General coming to McDowell County?
Yes, Paul. Now, we had just talked about the location of that Phillips Ridge apartment complex at that intersection. Directly across the road from that, across the North Main Street or the five lane from that apartment complex, is an old steakhouse that was built sometime in the 70s. Well, this steakhouse building has stood empty for the past few years, and now we have received word that Dollar General plans to demolish that old steakhouse building and build a new store for Marion at that site. Actually, will not be a brand new store. It will be a relocation of an existing store in a shopping center. So basically, the plan by Dollar General is to tear down that old steakhouse that so many people have fond memories of and build a large Dollar General to replace the other store that is currently in Marion. The plan is that the new store will cover slightly less than 8,700 square feet. It will have a landscape parking lot. This plan has been submitted to the Marion City Hall, been approved, but it appears that the store chain has not yet made a final decision about that site. Spokeswoman for Dollar General told me that her company is now in due diligence for that location. She said that means we are reviewing the opportunity to add a new store in the area, but we have not yet committed to doing so just yet. We anticipate to have a final decision on this by summer 2020. This proposal to build a new Dollar General at that location has gotten a lot of people in our community very upset. People in this community have fond memories of the steakhouse. They would love to see it reopen. And the idea of another Dollar General coming to Marion or opening up in Marion or a Dollar General replacing that steakhouse has gotten an enormous amount of people upset. McDowell County already has 10 Dollar General stores.
If it's something involving a new Dollar General or something related to Walmart that gets locals, the mom-and-pop businesses, the residents very concerned at times. Our time is up, but Mike Conley of the McDowell News, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Paul. Look forward to talking to you again.
More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website, which is WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.